PDS.
Undoubtedly, for people that are involved in the tourism industry, some real concerns moving forward. You know, we're so lucky here in the tropical north. Okay, we had that lockdown for about a week or so and some further restrictions. But at the end of the day, we haven't had those direct impacts. But it's those indirect impacts with respect to businesses, which is one of the biggest concerns. Interesting story on the front page of the Cairns Post this morning, talking about the bickering between the state and the federal governments with respect to, I guess, some support for businesses and for jobs here in tropical North Queensland. I guess I tend to take a position that in these circumstances, we really need to take a bipartisan approach and work together. Joining me online this morning to talk about some of the concerns, Leader of the Opposition here in Queensland, David Crisafulli. David, thank you for your time this morning. I think you'd probably agree with me. I think you generally take a fairly objective view. At the end of the day, we don't want the bickering. We just want an answer here.
You bet, and you deserve it, because Cairns mightn't be in lockdown, but you're certainly in lockout. And it's a city that relies on volume coming through it. And you've had international borders closed now for a couple of years, and if you're not getting that flow from interstate, nowhere experiences it more than Cairns. So I think anyone who looks objectively at the city understands that there's going to be a bright future for Cairns tourism. There's no doubt about it. In a post-COVID era, I think you're better placed than anyone. Clean and green, authentic, it's magnificent. But the sector needs help now. And if that help doesn't come immediately, I have a fear that there's not going to be a tourism industry left, which is why I'm asking the government, please, just find a way to help the industry at the moment, give some support, because it will be paid back many times over into the future. But they've bent their backs over the years, and it's time for the government to return the favour in their hour of need.
Do you accept the suggestion on the front page, or certainly in the Cairns Post this morning, that Cameron Dick, the state treasurer, has, I guess, got an issue with the fact that the federal government refuses to have a return of JobKeeper? Do you accept his frustration there, though?
Murray, I know it's always easy in these situations to say, oh, that's politicians bickering and behaving badly. But I urge people, have a look at the letter that Warren Entsch, the local member, the federal member, sent to the state government. It wasn't a political letter. It wasn't a stitch-up. He basically said to the state, write to me with a proposition that says, hey, Mr. Canberra, this is what we're willing to do, and we want you to match it. That was basically the call that Warren put out. Now, instead of the state saying, okay, mate, well, this is what we've got for Cairns, you go and do the heavy lifting and make it happen in Canberra. Instead, he got a political response back that was sent to the newspaper before it was sent to Warren. And the response was just dripping in political ideology about, you know, why the federal government takes in more money and why Warren has to cross the floor and do all this sort of nonsense. Now, no one wins when politicians bicker and behave badly. This was an opportunity for the state to say, okay, the local MP's reached out. He might be from the other side of politics, but we all know how tough the city's doing it, and let's get a package to get him through. Instead, what they got was a political masterclass in stupidity. Mm. No one wins when that happens.
And look, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, when it comes to JobKeeper, we need more a more targeted approach. Each specific region within the state, within the country, are so different, and they have their own unique set of problems. I do certainly accept the position that we really need to work together to get a unique rescue package here to protect jobs moving forward. Because I think at the end of the day, we do have light at the end of the tunnel, but it's just getting to that point which is the real concern.
You're spot on, Murray, and quite frankly, I don't care what it's called. I just want to know that there's support from both levels of government. And part of that involves wage industry support, by all means. But the state can't get off the hook either. You can't simply have a case that the state says, well, this is only a matter for Canberra. That's nonsensical. It works both ways.
Sure.
And if it does, I've got every faith that the industry will say, the government's got our back, and we're going to return the favour by keeping the faith, by investing in our businesses and being there to support a bright future in whatever this post-COVID world looks like for us.
And I think that objective approach is certainly the key. It's always great to talk to you. He's the Leader of Opposition here in Queensland, David Crisafulli. Have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks for having me on, Murray. Bye-bye.